people first organizations will win in the future of work.
Your only real asset is your people.
We all want purpose-driven work. HR-led organization is
I'm
future.
Sorry, but leaders don't lead empty desks and empty shop floors.
Welcome to the People Strategy Leaders Show. I'm your host, Sri Chalapa, founder and president of Engagedly, and a serial entrepreneur in technology, films, and music. This is where we talk to people leaders, business strategists, and organizational savants about leading in the time of change. What is working, what is not working, and more importantly, what we should be thinking about. Stick around to the end of the show. We will reveal how you can be our next guest. And now, let's engage.
Hello, this is Sri Chalapa again with People Strategy Leaders Podcast. Today, I'm excited to invite Carrie Ann Stimson all the way from Kingston, Jamaica. Carrie is a CMO with a unique strategy for businesses. She believes in flipping the script and creating an internal marketing strategy. An internal marketing strategy that builds the company brand from inside out. That's what she believed a good leadership is about. She believes in building a strong brand by leveraging unique value proposition and employee personas, especially if it empowers your team. This is not something we talk about a lot on this show, is internal marketing, you know, the juxtaposition between marketing and building an employer brand with your own employees. So I'm excited to actually talk about that and dig deep and taking how we can apply the marketing principles to, you know, really actively engaging and building a strong culture within the organization. So welcome to the show, Carrie. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much, Sri. I'm very happy to be here. I know some folks may be wondering who let the marketing person into the people conversation, but I'm excited to have this discussion because I think there's a great symbiosis to be realized.
Yeah, definitely. You know, internal marketing is something that is almost something that marketing never thinks about, very rarely. I did have one podcast with another internal communications person who applied marketing principles for internal brand building in one of my early episodes. So I'm excited to talk in more depth about this subject here. But what do you think is the reason? Okay, well, let's just start with why is internal marketing really important and why should organizations pay attention to that and allocate time and budget to that?
Well, you know, Sri, I'm glad you actually was moving into the direction that you were, because as a marketer, I can tell you that in marketing school, our focus is just that it's on the external customer. And you know, I get it. You know, we're in business to make money and we make money when we sell stuff to our customers. So the marketing focus is about how to get our customers to love our brand, understand what makes us great, and to choose our product over the competition, right? But similarly, what I've recognized as a marketer myself is that before we get our very first customer, we more than likely have our very first employee.
Right.
So our employees are the reason why our customers will be moved to choose us in the first place. So whether we have employees in a service-based environment or it's employees who design our products or programs or systems or service delivery strategies, ultimately, if our employees are not engaged in the brand, if they don't understand and are clued in to our mission, our vision, our purpose, if they don't understand the role that they play in delivering the brand promise to the customer, and most importantly, if they're not empowered to be able to deliver on the brand promise, or worse yet, not empowered to want to advocate for the brand externally, then the marketing messages that we share in our official marketing channels, when the customers want to engage with that or they come and check us out, it's going to fall flat. They're going to say, well, the experience that you're giving me as a customer is not lining up with what your marketing messages have been saying. Mm-hmm. And so it's so very important for us as marketers, and I think broadly as people leaders or leaders generally across a business, to recognize that our employees have to take pride of place when it comes to being engaged, being enrolled in the brand, what we do, why we're great at it, their role in the process, so that they're ultimately motivated and empowered to advocate for the brand externally and to deliver on that brand promise. So that's what internal marketing is about. So in the same way that we engage our customers and build loyalty and get them excited about the brand, in the same way, we're also going to have to build that sense of loyalty and excitement and engagement internally with employees, given the role that they play in executing the company strategy.
Yeah, I mean, I was reading this quote somewhere, I can't remember the exact quote, but basically, if you want to treat your customers well, treat your employees well first. And it all starts from within, right? And it's the same thing as a human being, right? If you want to see change, start from yourself first.
Absolutely.
And I think the same applies to organizations. You know, if you want to see your brand get out there, you want to see the experience that your customers have with your brand, it will reflect the experience your employees have with your own brand as well internally. And I think organizations that ignore it are ignoring it at their own peril.
Yes,
and you can
indeed.
See it in a lot of organizations that have poor customer service, and there are a lot of them out there, to be honest. You know, you sit on hold for hours and then the customer service is not very helpful. Or you have just poor, in general, experience with a brand. Most likely, it's because they also have a poor experience internally with their employees.
Oh, absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
So when you work with companies, you know, what do you, or your own company, wherever you experience, you know, this internal branding and internal marketing, you know, what are some of the mistakes that you see that people can, you know, organization leaders can avoid?
Well, that's a great question. So I'm a CMO. My day job is that I'm a CMO. I'm the chief marketing officer at a financial group, JMMB, based in the Caribbean. We're headquartered in Jamaica, which, as you said in your introduction, that's where I'm based. And we have operations across the Caribbean. And one of the things that I think company leaders missed, first and foremost, as you would recognize in external marketing, as it's the same in internal marketing, is the product. So we know the P's of marketing, right? They are easily 4, 5, 6. I've read now 7 P's. But one of the important P's of marketing is product. Now, in external marketing, we know what the product is. It's a product or the service that we offer to our customers. But in the case of internal marketing, the product is actually the employee experience, the job, the culture, because that's, again, what the employees are feeling and seeing and engaging in. And so if our product is first and foremost not good, in the same way we wouldn't expect our customers to buy a faulty product that we're offering them outside, we can't expect our employees to be engaged and enrolled and excited about being a part of this great company if the product, aka their experience, the culture, the job, the compensation package that they receive, if they're not happy about that either. And so that's the first thing I encourage leaders to look at. What is the product that we have in place for employees to benefit from? Is it a culture where they feel heard, where they feel valued? Are they, of course, suitably compensated? Is the overall employee experience one where there is high trust, where there is a sense of safety? All of that forms a foundation for what really is going to be a great experience, which ultimately, again, engages and enrolls them and empowers them to want to be advocates of the brand and deliver on the brand promise.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's a very important thing. And, you know, CEOs and the CFOs and marketing team, we are always external focused, you know, and I'm guilty of that myself.
Oh, yes.
Because we are looking at our revenue, our growth, our sales, and our brand, and we're looking at our competitors, we're looking at our customers' perceptions. We're focusing so much that you sometimes, and many times, forget that there's a team that also wants that attention and also needs to be, can be taken for granted. You know, you have to, you know, provide them with the vision. You gotta give them a reason to stay. Yes. You gotta provide them with the experience for where they can be successful, because if they're not successful and they're not passionate about the organization and the service and the product that you're offering, It's going to reflect in the customer
Absolutely,
experience,
you know? Absolutely. And I'd just like to add, Sri, that where our customers are concerned, our customers would faster believe the word of our employees than they would believe the word of the beautiful advertising that we put out there, right? So if I have the opportunity to make a purchase from company ABC, and I know that my neighbor Sri works at that company down the street, I'm going to want to pinch him and say, hey, tell me about this. Is this product great? Is this service awesome? And Sri's going to give me the lowdown, right?
Yes.
Because he knows what's happening underneath the rug. So again, as companies, we have to think about engaging our people first, because what they say and how they feel about the brand and the product, it's going to come out. And if it's not good, it's not going to be pretty.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Let me ask a more, I would say, a question people can actually walk away with something from this podcast. Like, what are some of the things that you think the organization should do for internal marketing and branding? Just walk me through 3 or 4 things that you see are maybe not that much of an uplift. It's not like you're sending everybody to Jamaica for a cruise or the beach, but maybe something a little bit less expensive, less time consuming. And what are some of those things that can actually have a high impact that you see in your work?
Absolutely. So first of all, like any great marketing program or strategy, you have to start with your research, right? So the first thing I recommend companies do is do some research into your employee base to understand how engaged they are and how they're aware they are of the brand and the products and the services. So we know we typically do your traditional employee satisfaction and engagement surveys to understand how happy they are with the company, the leaders, the compensation that they're getting. And yes, we want to continue to keep doing that. But I'm recommending that we add a brand component to that, those kinds of surveys. So we need to understand, do employees understand what makes us great as a brand? Do they know what our mission, vision, and purpose are? Do they feel proud to work for company ABC? Do they understand what our value proposition is? And if someone came and asked them, why should I buy from your company as opposed to the company down the street? Do they feel confident that they know how to answer? And having done that research, then you immediately get a picture of what's the kind of work that you need to get done. So do you need to fix your product, aka your employee experience, or do you need to spend time educating and sensitizing your team members, your employees, about what makes you great, why customers need to choose us over the competition, so that they feel, again, that kind of engagement and enrollment and empowerment to be advocates of the brand externally. So start there is what I suggest. The other thing that I suggest is that having done the research and done the work internally to fix your product, then you're going to want to start to look at, well, what are the internal communication programs that I need to be putting in place that work? So do I need to do things like beyond the traditional internal newsletter, e-newsletter, which I know is very popular, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. But if our employees aren't engaged in that, do we need to consider things like an internal podcast, live streams beyond our traditional town hall meetings? We've done things internally like educational videos about our products and services so that employees, again, understand how they work, why they're great, and why customers need to choose us. So it's an opportunity to build out a very solid internal communications type of program that addresses not just traditional company news and information and updates and highlights, but again, gives the employees the tools that they need to be able to understand what makes us great and to deliver on the brand promise. And then finally, once we're confident that our product is great, our employee experience, once we're confident that employees have all the tools they need to deliver on the brand promise and to understand our value prop and our mission, then the final step is to empower them to be advocates externally. How can we support our employees to start building their personal brands outside on awesome platforms like LinkedIn and other social media platforms? Are there employees who want to write a blog about topics that are relevant to our industry? It's really about partnering with our employees and putting the strictures and structures in place that help them to use their voices, share their voices, and to be the wonderful ambassadors that we know they can be for our brand. And it's a win-win for all. Employees are happy. they're engaged, they're building their personal brands, and at the same time, the company brand gets to go along for the ride, where they are able to demonstrate that we have great people who are happy, engaged, and proud to say where they work. So
yeah,
those are the three steps I suggest.
That's awesome. So on the three steps, it looks like there's a lot of some of it can be a lot of work, you know, putting
yes.
together an internal communication, email, newsletter is great, but then you need somebody to write the content from the CEO's perspective so that, you know, we're not writing things that maybe the CEO doesn't agree with as far as the vision goes, the mission goes, right? And the other one around podcast or internal videos that you can send out, that obviously requires a lift. I mean, I know how expensive it can be to, from a time perspective, to put together a podcast and run that, and you know that as a podcast as well. So I mean, it's a lot of work, but I think it is worth it. At least some of it is worth it. You know, internal
yes.
communication, having quarterly town halls, having even one-on-one discussions with employees, different levels from the C-level suite was probably going to help with that as well.
Yes.
My question to you is, who should lead this effort in an organization? And then who else should participate in that effort? So what is that structure, if you were to think of it as a project that I need to do on a monthly basis or on an ongoing basis, whatever the frequency is, what does that project team look like? Who should be doing what? And how should somebody think about starting that out?
So you're going to get me in trouble now, Sri, because that question has led to many conversations where there's a disparity of views. There are some who believe it should be led by marketing as a function that is really at the heart of it, driven to change mindset and change behavior, as we do in external customers. We can bring that to employees as well. Some believe it needs to be HR, the people function, and some believe it's internal comms. I personally believe ultimately every company is different and the structures are different, but I certainly believe at the heart of it, there has to be a symbiotic relationship between the marketing function, the HR/people function, as well as the internal comms, and make it happen. And the reality is, Sri, you know, as you mentioned earlier, it can seem overwhelming and somewhat expensive. I think sometimes we make things bigger than they need to be. I mean, in our case, in my company, we do an internal podcast, but honestly, it's done by someone who is an administrator who at a relatively junior level in the organization with her cell phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she does it on her phone and she edits it in Canva, the free version, and saves it and dispatches it to the employees across the company. So just to show you that there really doesn't have to be too many barriers that we can erect in our own way. If we recognize that, you know, if we can find that symbiotic relationship across the three functions and empower more team members to use their voices in a way that's not frightfully expensive, but can be effective, because when I think about it, team members would probably faster believe an administrator giving the internal podcast than something coming from the CEO's office. And even if the CEO were to be a part of it, yes, he or she would, but ultimately, team members who are at a junior level sometimes can evoke greater connection and believability than someone higher up the ladder. So it's just about being creative, but I think all those three functions should be working together, and who leads it should be a function of the company itself and how it's structured.
You know, I really like that idea of somebody other than the CEO at a lower level doing it, because that's the actual, they're representative of the voice of the employee, right?
Yes, indeed.
And I think they will be, because CEOs keep talking. I mean, I talk a lot. So they're probably tired of listening to me anyway at this point. And like, okay, this is another speech by CEO. Okay, ho-hum, let's listen to this again, you know.
Yes.
But I think if you have an employee giving a podcast, maybe, I don't know how your podcast is, but I'm assuming the employee is interviewing another employee or something like that.
Yes.
It becomes more participatory, right? Because you have other employees giving in their voices. And they're building a brand, they feel empowered, they can speak up, and there's no, you know, hopefully you're not getting punished for saying something that might be a feedback to your management,
Yes.
So I think that kind of empowerment obviously requires psychological safety to be built within the organization. So
yes, indeed. Going back to the product, safety, value, trust, all those things have to be there first for those things to really thrive.
So, but that being said, does the marketing really have a role in this, or are we saying it should be run by the HR and ops and people, and or do you think it depends, you know?
Again, it probably depends. I mean, in my company, though, I still believe the marketing function has to play a role. And that administrator who I spoke about, who does the podcast, internal podcast, she's in the marketing function. She reports directly to me on my team. And again, I believe the marketing function has to play a critical role because we are the vanguards of the brand, and particularly the vanguards of the brand to the external customer. So we can't be huddled as marketing talking to the customers without having that level of similar engagement with our employees internally. Because, you know, I'm sure marketers would have heard there's some instances where employees are hearing about campaigns from customers. You know, yes, it's like, oh, I saw your new commercial. And you're like, really? We didn't hear about it. That's on marketing, you know? And so I'd always believe that even if marketing is not in a position to lead it, they have to play a critical role in that overall brand engagement and mission, vision, purpose engagement with employees to bring that same expertise to the table as they would have done with our external customers as well.
Excellent. I have one last question before we wrap it up. You talked about an employee brand earlier as well. Explain that a little bit better. And I think I know what you talk about, what you mean by that, but for our audience and for me as well, just some clarity around what do you mean by that and why is that important?
So I mentioned about empowering employees to build their own personal brands. And I know, again, that's another sticky topic and that's probably another episode. But Sri, what it really comes down to is recognizing that employees are going to be posting on social media anyway, whether we like it or not. And you have platforms like LinkedIn where people go and they put their name, their company name, their job or whatever functional title they have. And what a lot of companies probably have always felt is let's muzzle our employees and control what they say on social media. And that's virtually impossible because even outside of social media, you have wonderful sites like Glassdoor where employees can go on and give good or bad reviews about where they work. Yeah. What I'm suggesting is that having the relevant social media policies in place, of course, companies really should feel very okay with employees who, again, are engaged and aligned in the brand mission and purpose to use their voices online. Because what happens is that employees, first of all, benefit by building their brands, but the company brand also benefits. When you think you have a wonderful team of persons who are on LinkedIn, spouting valuable content, sharing about their great experience with your company, the company brand gets to go along for the ride. And again, I know companies may feel a little bit nervous. Well, if I have employees building personal brands on LinkedIn, they're going to get poached by other companies. But again, think long-term the benefit. If you have happy employees, it's probably not likely that they'll leave. But even if they do leave for a better opportunity, again, what they would have helped you to do is to build a great employer brand, making it easy for you to attract great talent to replace the great talent who would have taken up an opportunity elsewhere. So my recommendation is that more companies need to feel very comfortable, provided the strictures and structures are in place, but feel very comfortable empowering your employees to build their personal brands online. They win, and the company brand gets to go along for the ride with their awesome army of employees spouting great content, and everyone gets a quid pro quo out of that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I encourage my employees to post actively as well. I actually do want them to do that, right?
Yes.
But the problem I feel sometimes is they are too shy to do it. So yes. What is your pitch to the people? Like, hey, this is why you should be building your own personal brand.
Yes. Great question. And you know, first of all, I understand it. Some are shy. And I guess we just have to, first of all, accept, Sri, that people are different and some people may not want to post. And that's just them. But I think what we can do to support them is provide things like what I call personal branding training. Whether you want to do something like what I did in my company, where we brought in a personal branding consultant to kind of help them to understand how to create content, how to establish their brands again on a platform like LinkedIn. And there are some simple strategies that they can use to get their feet wet. You know, even if you don't want to post outright, you can find a way to get into other people's posts by commenting. You know, I tell people, if you're not ready to create your own content, comment on other people's content. Add your voice to the discussion there, because there's still ways to get your voice out there, engage with people, build relationships, even if you're not creating or you haven't gotten your feet wet or haven't gotten the courage to do that as yet. But definitely give them the tools through personal branding training to be able to do that. And whoever's voice or whoever is comfortable to share their voice, they will do so. And for those who are not so comfortable, that's okay too.
Yeah. I think if I were to think about why people don't do that,
is
because they feel, what are other people going to think?
Imposter syndrome.
That. What are they going to think? Maybe I'll say something stupid. Maybe they think I'm an idiot, or maybe they think I'm a know-it-all, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
And I think it starts with being vulnerable. You have to accept that it's okay to be vulnerable. And we talk about that when Brenda, I forgot her name now. She talks about the vulnerability aspect, right? Which is what makes you a great leader and a spokesperson. If you are going to be out there as a leader or a manager, mm-hmm. or publicly, I'm saying, or if you're giving direction, you have to accept that not everyone is going to like what you say.
That's right.
And it's
That's
okay. Right. Not everyone That's right. is going to appreciate what you say. Not everyone is going to think, oh, you're the smartest person because you said something so amazing that, oh, I didn't even think about that. That's not going to happen, you know?
That's
and
right.
it's okay. You start
That's
somewhere.
Right. That
and
starts
it's,
somewhere.
It's okay to write something that might seem very obvious, but maybe it's not so obvious for everyone, you know?
Yes.
And you have to be vulnerable.
I think you're referring to Brené Brown, but yes.
Brené Brown,
vulnerability. Yes. And yes. And, you know, I always say to my team members, you know, where you were yesterday, someone else is there today. So whatever lessons you learned yesterday from that experience, you can turn around and help them. You don't need to have 30 years experience or be a CEO to share your voice on a social platform like LinkedIn. All you need is to be one step ahead of someone else and your insights will be valuable. So yeah, get out there and share what you have to share.
Exactly. Well, thanks a lot for being on the show, Carrie. I really, really appreciate it. It's not a topic we talk about a lot, but I think we touched on two important things, you know, building an employer brand internally, internal marketing, but also employees building their own personal brand, which is also an important aspect, which is kind of related to internal branding effort as well, because, you know, that's your best asset is your people.
Yes, indeed.
Where can people reach out to you and learn more about you and learn more about your ideas and thoughts and your practices?
Thank you for that, Sri. So first of all, I am the producer and host of my very own podcast. It is The Internal Marketing Podcast. It can be found on all major podcasting platforms. And if you Google it, you'll find it, The Internal Marketing Podcast. It's a personal passion project. So I encourage everyone to take a listen and join the conversation. And I'm also very accessible on LinkedIn, Carrie Ann Benton Stimson. And yeah, connect with me there, follow along and join the conversation as well. I'm happy to connect with folks who want to continue this conversation.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Carrie. It's been a pleasure.
It's a pleasure too. Thank you, Sri.
Sri Chalapa here. Thank you so much for listening to the People Strategy Leaders Podcast. If you are a successful leader or a people strategist who would like to be on this program, please visit engagedly.com/People Strategy Leaders Podcast. If you got something out of this interview, would you share this episode on social media? If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media to let them know about the show and include the hashtag People Strategy Leaders. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and mean a lot to me and my team. Want to know more? Follow me on LinkedIn and Twitter at Sri Chalapa. Thanks for listening. We will see you next time. And thank you to Patrick Ramsey, sound engineer at Kalinga Production Studios, for recording and mixing this show.